Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Om Na. This week's channeled message is entitled Discussions on Supportive Steps to Dissolve Fear and Illness from Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. Mother Mary. It is with the vibration of the ninth ray of light I greet you today. I bring forth the brilliant colors and vibrations of a blue and green light focused upon soul integration and exploration, as well as the merging of the heavens with the earth, light with matter. Please allow me to douse you in the blue and green light, permitting it to seep into your entire being. As the reality of the blue and green light of the ninth ray of light surrounds you, let yourself bathe in the healing vibrations, wisdom, and transformational shifts this aspect of the Creator promotes. Soul integration with all aspects of your physical, emotional, and mental bodies is essential in all periods of ascension, and yet it is at this stage vital. There is an importance and a need for you to have confidence in the divinity, truth, and sacred abilities of your soul that transmit through and embody all aspects of your being and reality upon the earth. This is not to understand the mystic and sacred abilities individual to you. More so, it is to understand the basic tools and abilities your soul brings forth and enhances within your being, which can be recognized as the same within all beings. This is the time for humanity to unite in a deep understanding and confidence in their spiritual and natural abilities to alter and shift circumstances on the earth and personal realities. The belief system of the earth and created by humanity, which preoccupies and governs everyday life upon the earth, now needs to be erased completely, with new beliefs born from the soul of each person, created and anchored as the new consciousness of humanity. Mary Magdalene, when you are in fear, you are not choosing to open the doorway before you, which can be opened to allow you to embrace new higher vibrations of love and truth, especially within your reality upon the earth. A door before you only becomes a blockage or a hindrance when you believe you do not have the ability or the strength to open the door. I will share with you, remind you, and empower your confidence and courage as I say to you that you do have the power to open the door and experience the powerful, loving truth of the Creator. You are in fear when you do not choose to open the door. The Creator does not wish for you to suffer with any form of attachment to or experience of fear or illness. The Creator wishes for you to dissolve all forms of attachment to fear and illness, realizing your power to move through your ascension, creating only loving, positive, blissful experiences for yourself. attachment or detachment to the creation and experience of fear and illness is now your choice. You make this choice through your thoughts, processes, and what you choose to believe in. Do you believe that fear limits you, causing your energy and power to crumble, thus causing you to be helpless? Do you believe fear is yours to accept and experience in your reality? Do you believe the illness is your divine right or is inevitable when evidence of illness is present in your reality or in the world? The real questions put to you now, which hold the most power and influence in your life, are you ready to disregard what seems to be evidence of illness and the creation of fear on the earth, in favor of knowing your own power and knowing you can choose the reality you wish to experience? Are you ready to create a world beyond fear and illness, even if you are bombarded with evidence that states otherwise? Mother Mary, it is time to accept your power and realize that whatever occurs upon the earth, you have the choice whether you wish to experience it and how you wish to experience it. With the spread of illness upon the earth, you have the choice to decide whether you will be infected with illness or not. With fearful situations arising and occurring to others, you have the choice whether you wish to adopt and emanate fear or not. If you choose to adopt fear, then you will be attracting experiences that cause you fear in your life. Your life is your choosing. No other person can decide or dictate your life to you. It is time to accept this truth and begin to live in a way that expands, enhances, and embodies this same truth within your being. You can choose to say no to experiences of fear and illness, and yes to experiences of love, peace, and continuous health. Your life now lies in your beliefs about everyday things and your dedication to cultivating what you desire to experience. It does not matter what another being shares or experiences. You are the creator of your own reality, and you have the constant support from the inner planes, guides, angels, ascended masters, and goddess beings. Mary Magdalene, I wish to share with you some techniques to support you in moving into a reality where you create the options and experiences you wish for. I wish to advise you to first listen to your reality, the messages and beliefs you hold, and the messages and beliefs given to you by others, by media, and by seemingly factual evidence. With awareness, choose which you wish to accept and which you wish to discard. For example, if you hear that illness is spreading across the world, choose to send love to all that are experiencing illness, while choosing to affirm and make your truth that you are free from illness, always healthy and filled with vitality. Know with deep certainty that the simple belief will always ensure your health and well-being. Another example could be, if an experience occurs in your reality or in the world, and this creates fear within yourself and others. Say no to fear. Choose to release and let go of fear, knowing that in doing so, you are de-energizing fear within you and within other people. Then create a feeling of love and safety within your being. Think thoughts of love and safety, affirming to yourself the reality you choose to experience. Remember, you are the creators of your reality. You have the divine right to choose what you wish to experience. This has never been so important. If each person and soul on the earth were to realize they have the power to choose what they wish to create, all illness, fear, poverty, and any other harmful energy would be powerless and non-existent. A belief is a resonance and alignment to an energy. When you believe in love, safety, and health, no matter what evidence is shared with you to dissuade you, you align with and become love, safety, and health. Mother Mary, call love, light, peace, vitality into your being. Let these energies shower over and through your being, imagining, sensing, acknowledging their colors, vibrations, and positive influence upon your being. Believe in love, light, peace, and vitality. See, sense, and acknowledge your entire being emanating these four energies constantly from every aspect of your being. Call upon the ninth ray of light to merge the higher energy aspects and consciousness of your soul into your physical body and auric field, so you may be influenced positively by your soul, accessing the guidance and intuition of your soul. Your soul does not resonate or align with fear or illness. Because of this, it will act as a protection and a guiding light in your reality and being. Mary Magdalene, let the love of your heart and soul be your answer and response to all situations, beliefs, and experiences. Love is the answer, the result, and the experience eternally for you if you choose it to be, dedicating yourself to cultivating this reality for yourself. You can create it for yourself only, and yet your dedication will impact all souls and beings on the earth, because they will align with the vibration you emanate, the vibration of love. Love is akin to a magnet. Everyone is attracted to align, resonate as and with love. It is contagious. It is also fulfilling for you and acts as the strongest protection of all, and a powerful creator of truth and divine well-being in your reality, thus in the realities of all. Let your love shine out so bright in every moment of your day, and ask us, your guides and the Creator, to magnify and enhance the love you share and experience. Mother Mary, take the time to choose the reality you wish to experience. Energize your choices through affirmations, visualizations, and asking for light, empowerment for your choices from your guides and angelic beings. The greatest shift that is required to take place is the understanding you hold the power to choose what you wish to experience. No person, group, or government can dictate to you your choices and experiences, and yet you can live peacefully alongside any energy or within any community. Please be aware that we are speaking of making choices within your mind predominantly. This does not necessarily indicate that any action or demonstration needs to take place. This is a peaceful shift within you, which no other person needs to know about. It is a time when you detach yourself from the general consciousness of reality. Quietly within your mind, you choose your thoughts, knowing they will manifest within your reality. It is also important to realize that all forms of manipulation which you may create will only anchor you deeper into being manipulated by others. When you focus on love, light, peace, and health in your life, knowing they will simply manifest, causing enhancement and fulfillment to your reality and all, then you will be supporting the expansion of love upon the earth and within all. Let our words inspire a gentle shift in your mind, which creates happiness within your being and reality. This gentle shift encourages the question with great compassion: what do I choose to make real in my reality? The answer is filled with abundant compassion, love, and truth that is beyond the ego, desires, desperation, and needs. With truthful love, blessings, and inspiration, Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene.